a joy and an honor to have with us Todd Abe Lincoln Friel. When we have a chance to have him, and you can go to wretched.org. That's his website. He is the host of Wretched TV, Wretched Radio, and his organization produces some great programming, one of which is Transform. You see that here on The Dove, and Road Trip to Truth.
Now, Perry, let me just jump in. I'm glad you brought up Abe Lincoln, my facial hair aside. All I'm offering is some things for us to think through, because here's what I see as a likelihood, Perry. When in 2016, evangelicals voted for Donald Trump, what was the accusation against evangelicals for voting for a guy like that? Do you remember?
No.
We're hypocrites. You used to care about the ethics of the president, and you voted for this guy. And I fear that that same accusation is going to come our way regarding the life issue again. We are going to vote for the lesser of two evils on the issue, but if we can't figure out a way to explain why it is that we're willing to do that, I think we're going to get labeled as hypocrites again. That's why my challenge for anybody who's engaged politically, rock on, keep doing your thing. But note this, when you talk about this presidential nominee or this presidential candidate, if you don't mention that we are opposed to his view on life, we need to be loud and vocal about it. We've got to figure out a way to say, we're going to vote for this guy, but we really disagree with him on this issue. Then I think that we're going to be open to charges of hypocrisy. So that's my concern. Now, having said that, the states' rights issue is fascinating because we like that. And yet, Abe Lincoln decided slavery is not a states' rights issue. Now, that's a conversation in and of itself historically, but it raises the question, is abortion a states' rights issue like slavery once was, but we decided, no, that institution of chattel slavery is so wicked, we got to get rid of it. We're going to go to war over this. My question is, what is the distinction then with the abortion issue? Why is that then a states' rights issue as opposed to a federally mandated, it is a crime to intentionally take an innocent human life?
Well, you're making the argument very solid. I don't think, how can I answer this? Right now it's a states' rights issue, but what you're also suggesting is that we ought to bring it back as a federal issue.
I'm not, Perry. That's out of my depth. It really isn't.
Okay. Well,
I
guess what I'm saying
philosophically.
Okay, but all right. Well, in the heart of the believer, it's a mute point. We believe in the sanctity of life. Period. All life. Okay. But to your other point is, it's been moved back to the state. It's going to be argued there. And at the end of the day, we argue this through our candidates, who are flawed. And so I don't know if there's an answer there. To your other point is, I am concerned that since we are now dealing with the lesser of two evils, is that a disengagement for the people of faith?
Yeah, well, we shouldn't. We need to be fighting for life more than ever. Now, we should be, look, if it's going that way, and currently it is, but the winds can always shift. If it's going that way, then we Christians should redouble our efforts on a state level. I'm not saying get out of the game. No, I'm saying let's get in the game. But I am asking the question, is the current position that has been staked by President Trump good for the life issue, or is it a compromise that has taken us a step or two backwards?
Oh, well, it's clearly a compromise, and I understand that. I understand that.
My question would be, I hate using this because it's so vile, but if a presidential candidate were asked about his take on a violent crime, rape, and he said, this is a states' rights issue, it just needs to be kicked to the states, and some states, they might say below 15 years, after 15 years, but it's a states' rights issue, you would say, well, constitutionally, sure, I guess it could be that. So I'm not arguing that. I'm not a political scientist. But I'm saying from the standpoint of the most powerful person in the world articulating his position, I think if it were a different sin, we would be appalled at that. And what I'm saying is we should speak out against this position while saying, nevertheless, you should vote for this guy because the other guy is maximum terrible when it comes to the life issue. And if we don't do that, I just think increasingly our Christian testimony will be compromised. It is hard. I get it. The issues are big. What is at stake is monstrous. But if we aren't able to do both things, to be critical when it doesn't align with our Bible, and yet to speak and be able to say, nevertheless, I'm going to support for these reasons, I just think the world would have a pretty fair ground for saying we're being sellouts.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I don't think we ought to give President Trump a pass on this whatsoever. He stated his position. It is in contrast to what we believe. And it shouldn't even be received or considered as a compromise on what we believe. It's against what we believe. However, given the circumstances, what are your options?
And that's that's it. Yeah, that, yeah. I'm with you, Barry. Yeah. Same age.
So, do you think? I know you're doing a lot of campus work these days, and by the way, that work is really outstanding. Do you think there's a shift in young people, or are they just a lot?
I do. I just heard a fellow say who does some campus ministry. He said, there's a shift on campus. And Perry, I think I've actually shared this with you over the years. I experience it too. Young people, at the very least, they sense something is wrong. It's just, this ain't right. And, you know, being able to buy a house and education and debt and morality and values and the political acrimony, something's broken. And they're looking for somebody to say, here's the way to fix it. Here's the path forward. And it starts not with the world, but it starts with you. And it is my experience that going to a university campus, a student on average, 9.5 times out of 10 will engage with you because they're, please help me sort it. That explains the popularity of a Jordan Peterson and Andrew Tate. They tell me how I'm supposed to put my socks on. Okay, you want me to make my bed? I'm going to be safe. Okay, I'll make my bed, General. Whatever the issue is, they're looking for somebody. And we got to get to the campuses because they are willing to talk. There's no doubt about that.
That's wonderful. Well, we're almost out of time, buddy. I just want to say thank you for your tenacity staying in there. Let me say to our viewers and listeners, check out Wretched TV. You can see it here on the Dove TV. Wretched.org is the website. Look for Transform. You see that here as well. Road Trip to Truth. You see that. And I guess the Gang of Eight is yet to be announced.
Well, I know who they are, but I can't say yet. Okay, imagine church history applied to today. Imagine theology proper brought down into your heart. Getting great biblical parenting and marriage advice and emotional issues, science issues, ethics issues. I can't wait to unleash it. Everybody, please pray for the effort.
Okay. 2 months, 3 months, 1 month?
We're going to have a live YouTube thingy. I don't want to get all technical, but the May 9th. Yes. We're going to be doing it with Ken Ham, Phil Johnson, and all these guys.
All right. You're the best. Take care, pal. See you then.
Love you guys.